top grades carry more meaning for beaches than they used to. Because the EPA adopted a new, more stringent metric in 2013, this year's NRDC report evidenced an uptick in beaches with dangerous amounts of bacteria in their waters. Steve Fleischley, the NRDC's water program director, says the organization is using the new benchmark to better protect beachgoers against the cumulative effects of pollution within wetlands and tributary or inland streams, all of which eventually affects beaches.
Because polluted runoff is the biggest known source of beach water pollution, EPA and community leaders at all levels should embrace and fast-track green infrastructure solutions like green roofs, rain barrels, and porous pavement.
Fleischley explains that wetlands are critical pollution filters and that action to prevent stormwater and sewage from reaching waterways ultimately protects beach recreationists from diseases including hepatitis, dysentery, and stomach flu. He adds that the EPA is currently accepting public comments on its Clean Water Protection Rule, an initiative that would heighten pollution control safeguards to a host of streams, wetlands, and other waters. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.